This is Torah 101. Listening to the music of Yair Dalal. And picking up our study in Genesis 31, verse 43. Lavan answered Yaakov, "The daughters are mine, the children are mine, the flocks are mine, and everything you see is mine. But what can I do today about these daughters of mine or the children they have borne? So now come, let's make a covenant, I and you, and let it stand as a testimony between me and you." So Lavan just asserting his ownership over everything that actually belonged to Yaakov. So a very selfish man focused on what belongs to him. Even though these were now Yaakov's wife and his children and all his flocks that he had gotten through his own ingenuity and hard work. So he wants to make a covenant, an arrangement between he and Yaakov. Verse 45, Jacob took a stone and set it upright as a standing stone. Then Yaakov said to his kinsmen, "Gather some stones." And they took stones, made a pile of them, and ate there by the pile of stones. In ancient Canaanite religions, standing stones like this were often used. They were considered to be like a guardian or an actual dwelling place of a god. It was a superstitious custom, but nonetheless, Yaakov is following the custom of the land and of that time. Standing stones, of course, are found all over the ancient world. In England, you think of Stonehenge, or up in the north in Scotland. These had spiritual value, and Yaakov is setting up these standing stones to be a witness of the arrangements that he and Lavan are entering into now. Verse 47, Lavan called it Yigar Sahadutha, meaning pile of witness in Aramaic, while Yaakov called it Galed, meaning a pile of witness, but in Hebrew. Lavan said, "This pile witnesses between me and you today." This is why it's called Galed. And also Ha Mitzvah, which means the watchtower. Because he said, "May Adonai watch between me and you when we are apart from each other." So Lavan is summoning the name of the God of Jacob. Remember, Lavan worshipped multiple deities and was an idolater who had lost his gods, stolen by his daughter Rachel. So here are the stipulations of the agreement or the arrangement. And I would add that men of their word don't need to go through all of this. As a matter of fact, Yeshua would later teach about not making oaths, but that our yes should be yes and our no should be no. But because of the nature of Lavan, he's a very untrustworthy person, and therefore he needs to do this and to go through all this to make a binding agreement with Jacob. He says in verse 50, if you cause pain to my daughters, or if you take wives in addition to my daughters, then even if no one is there with us, still God is witness between me and you. Lavan also said to Yaakov, here is this pile, and here is this standing stone, which I have set up between me and you. May this pile be a witness, and may the standing stone be a witness that I will not pass beyond this pile to you, and you will not pass beyond this pile and this standing stone to me to cause harm. So in addition to the spiritual significance, the religious significance of these standing stones, they also served as boundaries, property boundaries or boundaries of lands. May the God of Avraham and also the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us. So Lavan is again identifying the God of Avraham, meaning the true and the living God, but he also mentions the God of Nahor, the ancestor of Avraham. But Yaakov swore by the one his father Yitzhak feared. Yaakov offered a sacrifice on the mountain and invited his kinsmen to the meal, his family members. They ate the food and spent the whole night on the mountain. The presence of a blood sacrifice symbolized the importance of what was happening. It represented the atoning for sin. Blood was required according to the laws of Adonai, even though they were not written here at this point before Mount Sinai, still it was recognized by his people that blood was the element that made agreements official between God and man, and apparently too between man and man. The blood was essential. Chapter 32, verse 1. Early in the morning, Lavan got up, kissed his sons and daughters, and blessed them. Then Lavan left and returned to his own place. Yaakov went on his way, and the angels of God met him. The ancient rabbis believed that the angels, there were two, one was guarding Yaakov while in the land of Haran, and then the angel of the land of Israel came to meet him and to lead him back to his homeland. When Yaakov saw them, verse 3, he said, this is God's camp, and called that place Machan Aim, two camps. This is Torah 101 Daily.